Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, stocks moved up, but on Friday, they dipped again. The Dow lost 23 points today, ending a hair above 9,600. The NASDAQ and the S&P hardly moved. Celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz has won an extension on a $24 million loan in a financial dispute that threatened her rights to her most famous images. Neither Leibovitz nor her lender specified the length of the extension. The loan's original deadline passed on Tuesday. Also today, a sharp decline in demand for emissions allowances. The results of the fifth auction of carbon credits by the Northeast Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative are in. The new price to emit a ton of carbon is $2.19. That's down from $3.23 in June. A cookie factory leaves the Bronx for Ohio and a departure at one of the biggest New York banks. We'll talk about these business headlines now with our Friday regular, Greg David, editorial director of Crain's New York Business. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Amy.
John Mack, the CEO of Morgan Stanley, is stepping down. His replacement will be James Gorman, a company insider. Was this change at the top because Morgan Stanley's performance over the past year hasn't been as strong as some of its rivals?
Well, its performance hasn't been as strong as, say, Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase, but all indications are John Mack said, I've had enough. He is the person who steered Morgan Stanley through the financial crisis. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary, of course, and he is reputed to have told someone in the firm, when you stare into the abyss, it changes you. I think he's just drained.
He's just gone through too many Alka-Seltzers. What do we know about the new CEO, James Gorman?
Gorman made his reputation at Merrill Lynch, where he ran their huge brokerage operation. That's been his job at Morgan Stanley. He's a retail specialist. I think that's what you can expect, an emphasis on retail securities work at Morgan Stanley. What he does have to decide is what to do about their trading operations. Morgan Stanley got very conservative in the last year. That goes to the quote that I gave you from John Mack. Is he going to keep it that conservative? Is he going to try to catch up with Goldman? And again, that's a decision he's got to make.
This week, real estate analysts said they believe the owners of Stuyvesant Town and Peter Cooper Village on the east side of Manhattan will default on their loans. What would that mean?
Well, it'll mean that Tishman Speyer is going to lose a lot of money, whatever put into the deal, and BlackRock, too. A couple things that are going on. Clearly, that deal struck at the height of the mania isn't economic anymore and is going to have to be redone. Also, a major court hearing in Albany about whether they might owe hundreds of millions of dollars in refunds for rents they deregulated. We need to know what the court says about that issue before they refinance the complex. Rents are down there a lot at the complex. If I were a tenant, I wouldn't worry.
Tishman Speyer said it definitely will need to restructure its assets. So that's shorthand for what, Greg? What can we look at Tishman Speyer trying to do?
Well, they might try to put more money in and keep control. You know, this is Tishman Speyer, Jerry Speyer, and his son Rob own Rockefeller Center. They want to own important New York properties. They believe in New York. They do it for more than the money. But in these cases, most of the time, the banks and the lenders take over and tell the owner, the equity partners, to walk away. It'll be very interesting to see what happens.
And do we expect this to happen? This was something that happened throughout New York, developers coming in and buying up these big middle-class redoubts like Stuytown.
Right. They're a lot more in trouble, right. And more of this could happen. You're right.
Last thing we learned this week, that the cookie maker Stella Doro will move its production to Ohio. This comes after a long strike by workers there who were seeking higher wages. Bryn Wood, the private equity owner of Stella Doro, would not meet their demands, decided to shut the factory, and has now sold Stella Doro to the Lance Food Group, which announced the move to my home state. What do you make of all this and the larger lessons in this
story?
The
larger lesson is pretty simple. There are people in New York who still believe in the myth that we have a place in manufacturing. Stella Doro shows how hard it is. The only thing that matters in manufacturing is how much it costs you to produce a good, because people aren't going to pay more for a Stella Doro cookie made in New York than in Ohio. The union won a Pyrrhic victory. It walked out. It won a federal case. The workers got their jobs back. They got their back pay, and now they're losing their jobs. You know, it wasn't actually about a pay raise. The firm wanted to cut their wages. The workers said no. The workers in Ohio will take less, so that's why they'll make the cookies.
All right. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles this week here on the Financial 411. Thanks so much, Greg, for joining me. Have a great weekend.
Same to you, Amy.